fragrance of Ramadan, fragrance of
It is as if Allah Azza wa Jal says to His servants, I know you're hearing about sins. If I had declared a particular night as Laylatul Qadr, and if you had committed sins knowingly, even at this sacred night, due to your lust, it would be more severe than committing sins unknowingly. According to the narration, once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the masjid where he sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a man sleep inside. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Ali, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, wake him up so that he can perform wudu. Having awoken the man, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, usually you prefer to perform a righteous deed. Why did you not wake him up yourself? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, I did not do so because his refusing you is not a kufr. I did it to reduce his crying. This is an example of mercy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Considering this hadith, imagine the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is as if Allah Azza wa Jal says, if you had worshipped in Laylatul Qadr after being aware of it, you would gain more reward than 1,000 months worship. But if you have sinned in it, you would have been punished for 1,000 months, and protection from punishment is better than the earning reward. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.